The context really is that non-communicable diseases are a bit of a crisis in the Pacific Islands and now account for between 70 and 75% of all deaths in the Pacific. So, and poor diets are one of the main contributors. So poor diets lead to hypertension, obesity, diabetes, and between them, these diseases are killing a lot of people in the Pacific, and people are dying early. Our project was about salt reduction, so eating too much salt leads to high blood pressure and hypertension, and which is a key contributor to premature death from cardiovascular disease and stroke. The good news is we know that if we reduce salt, we can actually reduce population level blood pressure, which in turn will reduce the incidence of cardiovascular disease and stroke. So we, with that context, we've been working in the Pacific Islands for the last 4 years on projects to try and reduce population salt intake in two countries, in Fiji and in Samoa. And this was part of the National Health and Medical Research Council funded program on salt reduction programs. So we started off by measuring how much salt people were eating and trying to understand what they knew about salt, what their attitudes and behaviors relating to salt intake were. And then we set out to work in collaboration with the Ministry of Health and research organizations in those countries to implement a program of work to try and reduce salt intake.
And I mean, we hear a lot about excessive sugar consumption, but I mean, is excessive salt consumption just as bad, if not worse, for non-communicable diseases?
Yeah, I mean, salt consumption, it's been known for a long time that salt leads to high blood pressure, and high blood pressure is one of the biggest contributors to cardiovascular disease and stroke. So yes, it is as bad as sugar, but not as many people probably are aware of it. So it's very well known, you know, through the sort of academic and policy community, but we just need to get the messages across to consumers that eating too much salt is bad for health. And that was part of the program of work that we did in the Pacific Islands. And that's one area where we managed to demonstrate that actually we had raised consumer awareness about the fact that salt was bad for health. And that they needed to take action to reduce their salt intake.
Why is the Pacific in particular at risk from excessive salt consumption?
What we've seen in the Pacific Islands in recent years is nutrition transition. So the countries are facing a situation where there's an increase in consumption of processed foods that didn't used to be part of their traditional diet. And this is sort of tipping the balance. And so we're seeing an increase in the risk of obesity, increasing risk of hypertension, and increasing risk of diabetes in these countries.
And what are some of the measures being considered or already being implemented to reduce salt intake across the Pacific? I saw in one piece, innovative approaches to behaviour change.
That's right. So the programs were multi-pronged, and the main focus was about changing policy. So in both Fiji and Samoa, we managed to establish targets for salt levels in foods in those countries. So the policy changes was a key focus. Secondly, as you said, innovative approaches to behavior change. And what we tried to do here, working closely with the Ministry of Health and different organizations in the countries, is to work through existing community organizations to get them to understand issues relating to salt in the diet, and then to disseminate them through the community network. So that was how we approached the issues of behavior change. And then in Samoa, there was also a program which was focusing on looking at ensuring that schools took on the issue of salt, and both in terms of looking at the availability of products for sale in school, but also getting the messages across to the children.
And how much success would you say you've seen so far, and are governments in Fiji and Samoa receptive to reducing salt intake?
I think we're starting to see an impact, but I think the program needs more time. So it was very ambitious, expecting that we could do this in just 3 years, measure salt intake, intervene, and then measure again. But we're starting to see some changes in terms of consumer behavior and consumers reporting greater awareness and taking action. And we've got a whole raft of policy initiatives that are now in place. But we're going to need more time for the program to actually demonstrate an impact in terms of salt intake. But the good news is, and in response to your second question, we worked really closely with the ministries of health in each country, and in fact, we couldn't have implemented the projects without the collaboration of the government. So, and the governments have committed to continuing implementation of the program.